use that. We use 10, but they'd always cut their slice of apples up and their peaches and go down there and lay them out on claws on them rocks every day in the sunshine, and they dried them, and when they got so dry, they put them in sacks and hung them up in their smokehouses. And then in the wintertime, they made these peach puffs, they made these apple puffs, they made these peach pies.
All right. And did you never call that pieces of dried apple snits?
Well, not in this section. They always said dried peaches or dried apples.
And what kind of nuts did the farmers maybe raise a good bit of around here? And were there any different words for them, those that grow down under the ground?
Well, peanuts, is they had several different kinds of that. And then walnuts, it was a walnut tree. The people in this country had a lot of walnuts. And at one time, they had a lot of chestnut trees and had a lot of chinquapin trees. Now, that may be something you never heard of, and that's the best little nut you ever ate, coming to fall here, chinquapin.
What about the hard cover on a walnut? What do you call that?
The hull of it.
All right, and now, when it's on the tree, it's in a big green thing, and you had to break that off, and then there would be another hard thing around the nut. Did you have a different word for that outside part and the...
Yeah, well, that's what I was calling you there. It's called a hull, because as the walnuts fall, you'd have to go pick them up, and they say, well, we'll hull out the walnuts now, so they'll dry, don't you see? And then... you hold them and laid them out and let them dry and put them up, and then when you got ready to crack them and get the nuts out, you said, well, got to crack the walnuts now. That was, now I don't know what you just call that.
Call that a hull on the inside too?
I reckon you would. I never heard it expressed in more than gonna crack one, but it was always hull to one. We boys had to go, Grandpa always take us, and we'd go to these walnut trees all over about where they grew on the swamps and around on the plantation, and towed them up, and then they'd call what to hull them. We had to hull them and then fix them up where they dry.
Right. And if you're sitting around the fireplace, maybe breaking them open, you would say, well, we're
cracking the walnuts. The only expression I ever heard used is cracking the walnuts.
Okay. What about some other kinds of nuts that I'm not sure that maybe we have too many around in Upson County, but grow on trees and are used in cooking a lot?
Well, that's pecan that's used in cooking. Now, there's hickory trees in Upson County. There's a hickory, and I never know of it being used in any cooking. People never used it so much as I know. I always enjoyed eating them as I did a walnut.
Mm-hmm. What about a nut that's long and kind of flat shaped, something kind of like the shape of your eye, with a very thin shell? Do you know?
Well, that would be a Brazil nut. Okay. with a thin shell that you bust with your hand.
What about
and
almonds?
Also the Brazil nut of what they call a Brazil walnut is a hard thing. You can't hardly bust it.
Mm-hmm. What about almonds? Did you have almonds around here?
No, we never did have that. And also, a while ago about making pies and things, we had what we call currant bushes. Was a reddish looking thing, and you made pies out of those things. It's just the same as you would a cherry. A currant bushes. It's been a many days since, that bush died on my mother's place, as I seen any. But some people came from down southwest Georgia when I was a very small kid and moved close to us, and they brought some bushes with them.
Nice.
And that's why we got started with the currant bush.
Yeah, I see. And a kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin, like from Florida usually, kind of like a lemon, but generally more orange and sweeter than a lemon. That's an...
Tangerines, and they got some new things now. The first thing I knew of that come outside is the grapefruit and the orange was a tangerine. Now they got it improved, or they got two, three other names.